I'm writing this at anchor off a Finnish yacht club. Every evening at 2100, some musician plays a nostalgic tune on a trumpet. As the mellow sound echoes round the bay, ensigns are taken in, and another day draws officially to a close. At 0800, the fags will be flying bravely again as the sun rises and the world comes back to life. There's more now to the tradition of colours than Pepys's original idea of saving the king money by halving what the navy spent on bunting. For me, at any rate, the ritual has become part of the mortar holding the bricks of existence together. Seeing the Finns perform the ceremony made me realise how traditions bind us as communities. Lowering my colours in a far-flung anchorage, I know that many a sailor under the red duster is doing the same, wherever he or she may be. We are tied by an invisible but mutually understood bond, or so I'd like to hope. A second ceremony aboard my boat, which also owes its existence to a pragmatic decision, has become a reassuring routine. At anchor, on my modern yacht, I can activate a riding light on the masthead at the flick of a switch. This route of minimum resistance seems so obvious that it surely can't require any head-scratching. Yet, the more you look at it, the more you start to wonder. At close or medium range, a small craft or yacht entering the sort of anchorages we generally favour isn't looking at the sky to see who's in the best place. The skipper is peering ahead into the gloom. A light at or just above his eye level is far more useful than something 50 feet up. Then there's the power issue. A 25-watt bulb is hammering the 12-volt batteries to the tune of 2 amps, totting up to a typical night spend of 15 to 20 amp-hours. Even if the bulb's only 15 watts, it's still significant in a small sailing boat, and it's not necessary. All my yachts until now have been gaff-rigged. A classic masthead has no place for lights, so hitting the power at sunset was never on the list of choices. By default, I saved my batteries, and because something of an expert at oil lighting. I inherited most of my riding lights, some of which were certainly of pre-Second World War vintage. The example on my last gaffer was purchased from a tarry chandler in Lunenburg, Nova Scotia. The man's notorious amorous exploits at an age when most of us are reaching for the pipe and slippers were only matched by his ability to extract large sums from customers who'd just strolled in for a ball of twine. His was by far the biggest lamp of the lot, but it was the devil to light, and the lumens generated were inversely proportional to its physical presence. I put up with it for 12 years. Nobody hit my boat in the dark, and it certainly had character. When I finally bought my first proper yacht, the tumbler switch beckoned like a loan shark on payday. I tried the masthead light for a couple of nights, but it didn't feel quite right. Then I realised that the whole business of taking the old lamp from its locker, trimming the wick, carefully washing the glass chimney and filling the paraffin reservoir had become another of the rituals that make me who I am. I missed lighting it, waiting for it to warm up, then carrying it forward in the glow of evening to hoist with a spare halyard, secure to the forestay and steady with a downhaul. So I went to Bewley Jumble, where an Irish lady sold me an ancient brass lamp complete with the brightest dioptric lens I'd ever seen. It needed a bit of fettling, but now it shines like a beacon and my batteries are singing a new song. I'm glad I go forward with my lamp in the evening. The tradition ties me to the past, without which, as any sailor knows, there can be no estimate of position, either on the chart or in life.